Cranbrook athlete Aaron Thom has been inducted into the Special Olympics Hall of Fame. The longtime Special Olympian joined the Hall of Fame at the closing ceremonies of the 2025 Special Olympics BC, held this year in Prince George, July 10 to 12. Also inducted was volunteer Donna Belos of Abbotsford, who joined the Hall of Fame as a provincial builder. Thom won the gold medal in golf at this year's Special Olympics. Other Cranbrook Special Olympians also saw great success at this year's Games. In swimming, Robbie Paolini won silver in the 100-meter freestyle, bronze in the 200-meter freestyle, and bronze in the 200-meter breaststroke. Kendall Solansky won silver in the 200-meter freestyle, silver in the 200-meter backstroke, bronze in the 100-meter freestyle, bronze in the 100-meter backstroke, and bronze in the 100-meter individual medley. The bocce team of Cheyenne Moe, James McFarlane, Samantha McLean and Jesse Jensen won gold in the A division. Born and raised in Cranbrook, Thom has been competing in Special Olympics, representing her country and community, for 35 years, since she was 12 years old. She got her start in soccer, bowling, and alpine skiing, and went on to join swimming, basketball, softball, curling, cross-country skiing, golf and club fit. Thom actively participates in every season of the year. Since 1994, Thom has participated in all regional qualifiers and provincial games in winter sports, specializing in alpine skiing. She earned national and world games medals in alpine skiing multiple times, dating back to the 1997 Special Olympics World Winter Games and most recently at the 2023 Special Olympics World Winter Games. In 2008, Special Olympics programs across Canada started offering golf. Thom took on the sport with great skill and quickly started achieving competitive success, adding her into the Summer Games cycle as well, read a statement from Special Olympics BC. In 2016, Thom started qualifying for summer sports at the national and world level, and has twice competed in golf in the Special Olympics World Summer Games. Thom is widely known throughout her community as an active leader involved in countless fundraising initiatives and awareness campaigns, and is known throughout the provincial Special Olympics community for her warm friendship and support. Over the years, Thom has been a familiar face at many community events. In 2010, she was the final torchbearer and cauldron lighter when the Olympic cauldron stopped in Cranbrook. She has taken part in two Rick Hansen torch runs, including a celebration of the 25th anniversary Rick Hansen Man in Motion. And she joined Canadian Olympic rower Ben Rutledge when he was honorary parade marshal at Sam Steele Days, now Spirit of the Rockies, in 2013. Thom herself served as honorary parade marshal in 2019. The Special Olympics movement in our province is so fortunate to be enriched by the involvement of Aaron Thom and Donna Belos. Their incredible skills have inspired countless others, and their leadership and example have made a lasting difference. It's a privilege to know Aaron and Donna and welcome them into the Special Olympics BC Hall of Fame, says SOBC President and CEO Dan Howe. The 2025 Special Olympics BC Summer Games in figures. 870 athletes with intellectual disabilities ranging in age from 13 to 73 competed with determination. 332 volunteer coaches and mission staff supported the athletes from their home regions, from 46 communities across the province. 1,347 medals awarded to proud athletes. 845 games volunteers made the events possible. Close to 10,000 meals served by dedicated volunteers. 400 people received valuable health advice and resources in Special Olympics Healthy Athletes screenings. This is the third time Special Olympics BC Games have been hosted in Prince George, within the movement's 45 years of enriching lives of BC athletes with intellectual disabilities through the power and joy of sport.